You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Unless you are in the accounting field, the chances are good that this March, you'll be struggling alongside millions of other business leaders who are rushing to file their 2014 taxes on time. This can be a time of great panic as you or your finance team rush to get documentation together in order to meet tight deadlines. Besides late penalties, there are real opportunity costs to this sort of frenetic tax preparation process. EnableSoft, a software company that helps small businesses eliminate the burden of routine data processes without programming, encourages businesses to revisit in-house processes by replacing high hiring costs with efficient software, allowing employers and existing employees to be more resourceful and profitable. Joining me once again today on the show to tell businesses how not to end the year in the black is CEO of EnableSoft, Richard Milam. Richard, always a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Privilege to be with you as well.
So tell us, first of all, for those that may have missed out on previous broadcasts that you've been on with us, what is Foxtrot by EnableSoft?
Foxtrot is best described as a digital employee. It's technology that enables businesses to take their current non-technical staff and automate business processes that would normally require manual data entry or some sort of cutting and pasting or custom programming. We developed it to help banks move data when they bought other banks. It's since evolved into a business solution for small and mid-sized businesses as well.
And how can technology help in dealing with taxes this year or more deadlines, more complex code? Tell us about that.
Well, there is also always a frenetic activity, as you described it, when tax time is due, and there's usually a lot of data that has to move around to comply or to get the exemptions that you're looking for in interacting with government websites, getting data back and forth to your accountant from your systems to their systems, etc. A lot of that ends up being manual processes or cut and paste or where data is an Excel spreadsheet somewhere that needs to get to a system of record. We can provide technology that enables you to do that yourself today without programming. We've had some interesting case studies recently that I can tell you about later if you'd like.
Sure, and we'd like to hear more on that. Now tell us, why is security such a hot topic this year, and how can technology help in that regard?
Well, we're learning that data is just not safe from hackers anywhere, whether it's government websites your favorite retailer. So it's important to be able to react when you have data compromised, as well as to protect it in advance. We have many customers that are enabled to respond to when data is breached by quickly updating or creating new records or new accounts without programming. So if you have a system of record that requires you to go on and create a new account or pull a list of records that might have been compromised from your system of record and then go and update and order new cards or new information, you can do that with technology like ours that acts like a digital employee. There are ways to kind of mask data in your system when you need to give it to somebody else to test. And there are tools and technology like ours to do that. So I would put it in those categories: protection of your data in advance by by creating and masking data if necessary, if appropriate, and also reacting when a data breach occurs, because they just do, by being able to quickly reissue and shut down old accounts. Then those would be the major things that I'm seeing from our end here. But we live in interesting times with regard to data security.
Yeah, we certainly do, and certainly important to have systems in place like your company offers. How can a company with limited resources deal with thousands of records without error in a timely manner?
Well, that's a challenge, isn't it? Thousands of records usually require either an interface or some sort of automation to handle that. Many times those automations are not in place, so we're relegated to bringing in temporary employees and cutting and pasting and keying. And technology like Foxtrot interacts with the systems of record or the websites just like a human. So once your subject matter expert takes and creates a script that mimics the automation that you need to do and runs it and tests it, and it can sit there and run very fast, very accurate, and with no other eyes on the data except Foxtrot, the digital employee.
Today we're joined by CEO of EnableSoft, Richard Milam, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Richard, can you provide an example of how a company used Foxtrot when dealing with a large amount of data entry or maintenance?
Sure. There's a case study on our website. Pay It Forward is a nonprofit organization in Gainesville, Georgia. They provide a means for people to scholarship students in K-12, underprivileged students. That's a 100% tax credit, I think, with the state of Georgia. But there's a hitch, as there usually is when dealing with government entities. All that data has to be updated on January 1st, which would normally require them to bring in 26 additional people to key in those thousands of donor names and address and sensitive information. So they employed the digital employee called Foxtrot, our product, created the script to update those records from a Excel spreadsheet into the government website with one person. With 26 people did not see all that customer or the donor data, and it was done in a day with one person.
And that is certainly impressive, without a question. Tell us, what are the top three ways people use technology like Foxtrot to help them on a regular basis when dealing with their data challenges?
Certainly. So top three ways, they have data conversions, like they've got a new accounting or CRM system that they need to implement, so they need to convert that data. A lot of times the vendor will automate and convert a lot of it, but a lot of it doesn't get over. So they are able to move that data themselves with technology like Foxtrot. Integrating systems that don't talk to each other or don't play nice with each other, so that they're manually entering data in two different places at once. Foxtrot can ameliorate that. And then, as we discussed, regulatory compliance and data emergencies such as a data breach. Instead of having a crisis draw out for, weeks and months, you can react to those crises within hours and days.
What industries does Foxtrot primarily serve?
Today, primarily banking and healthcare, but we have customers now in 14 different industries, including telecommunications, manufacturing, legal, et cetera.
Well, Richard, it's always good to have you on the show. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information?
EnableSoft.com, EnableSoft.com is our website, and all the information you need to learn about our products and buy them right online is there.
Well, as always, Richard, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a fantastic week ahead.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Richard Milam, the CEO of EnableSoft, an Orlando, Florida-based software maker aiming to help small business owners improve productivity. And once again, the website of reference is EnableSoft.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.